Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Happy New Year. 2017, my favorite day of the week, every week, this hour. My gift to you. For who you are. Good people, not fully informed on the topic of health. There's much misdirection about us, from allopathic to holistic medicine. This show tries to clarify. There's really only one medicine, and that's the medicine that works. And really, this division between holistic and allopathic medicine it's a man-made division. There's only one science, and sometimes that science can mean surgery, and sometimes that science can mean, well, what we're going to talk about on the show today. Today's show evolved off over 20 years of doing this, is radical things that I would do for my health if I were you and if I were me. Radical things. Now, I'd say the last 20 years of American culture was the decade or two of the politically correct. I think we all agree that's kind of changing now. So when you say radical, well, I don't think the last 20 years support radical. The last 20 years support status quo. But I have to tell you, in all honesty, and welcome 2017, I think that health, our perception of it, is appropriately speaking due for an overhaul. And I think what we would once consider, and you'll see as the show progresses what I mean, what you would once consider radical and something, well, preposterous, you can't possibly even think about doing some of these crazy things. I think it's no longer radical. I think it's more or less called for. And I think the statistics across East and West Coast warrant my statement. I don't see us getting healthier on the overall. I see us doing supplement sales. I see us marketing. I see doctors and companies and so on and so forth spending a lot of time convincing you to do little quick fix therapies. And while, yes, it's not politically correct to criticize that, so I won't, but I don't think it's cutting it. I think we have to think more in terms of radical stuff. If you have a symptom that's interfering with your life, if you have a disease that's interfering with your life, and you're off to the acupuncturist, and you're off to the chiropractor, and you're off to the massage therapist, and you're off to the nutritionist, and you're off to this, that, and the other thing, and you find that you're still spinning around in circles. You start, as we all start, at the hospital with the MD, and when you're not satisfied, then you hit the holistic people. You pay cash for those services, usually, predominantly. If you find yourself spinning around in circles, it's because there's a whole level of medicine that you're not getting. And one of the reasons you're not getting it, and I don't want to make this conspiratorial because it's really not, but one of the reasons you're not getting it is because it's radical, and anyone suggesting it to you knows you're going to look at them like, are you crazy? That's one reason you're not getting it. The second reason you're not getting it is because it's so inexpensive to do very often that there's no profit margin in it. Now, if you scour the literature, if you, with all your liquid, all your assets, all your cash flow, spend as much of it as I do in the literature, you find over the centuries, over the last 100 years, different ingenues have laid down dictums or practices, concepts, things to do for your health that work, really, really work, but they're radical, and usually they're very inexpensive. Not always, but very often. But nobody does them. The last 20 years, as I say, haven't been politically correct. Haven't been, the last 20 years, I would say, didn't bring us to the point where you'd pursue some of these things. So if you have a symptom, if you're starting to get lost in that spin, if you're feeling like things haven't worked, this show is especially for you. You pick one of the things I suggest over the next 50 minutes, and if you really diligently commit, just one thing can change your life. Get to the website, as always. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. There is no show in America like this, I assure you. StraightTalk.cc, not .com, .cc. StraightTalk.cc, not .com, that's with two T's. If you're on the website now, it doesn't say radical things to do for your health. My tech made a little typo, I think. It says radical things. I apologize for that. Hopefully she's listening and knows that there's a misprint. There we go, radical things. Sorry, Carrie. Radical things to do for your health, show 293. If you're driving, I'll describe the pictures. You'll understand when you can get to that website, straighttalk.cc. All right, today's show, the first thing I want to start with, 2017, is the telluric ground currents. Telluric ground currents. Well, you're off at Kaiser Permanente getting your diagnosis, taking your drugs, getting your body parts cut out, or while you're spending money on herbal therapies, detoxifications, and all sorts of holistic therapies, there's a reality underneath all of that. And I want you to kick back, relax, take in as much as you can, and understand that your biochemical approach, you are spending money on pharmacology or herbology. Both of those approaches are biochemical in nature. And what you need to understand is the biochemical level, to address your body on a biochemical level, is a pittance of therapy against approaching it on a biophysical level. Don't hang up. That is not a complicated statement. I'll show you why. Our biophysical body is the body that responds to the magnetic fields we put ourselves in. Which means what? Well, in the case of the telluric ground current, off sunspot activity and many other things out there in the solar system, in conjunction with the Earth's own magnetic field, in other words, the core of the Earth spinning and generating its own magnetism, emerge what we call the telluric currents. These are very, very, very low frequency, which means high wavelength, low frequency magnetic fields that permeate the entire crust and down into the mantle of the Earth. Telluric ground currents. And if you're in a place on the Earth's crust where those currents are going to be kind to you, good to you, where they're going to magnetize those chemicals correctly, then all of your biochemistry is a derivative of those electromagnetic fields. All of what you call, I got my blood tests from Kaiser, and it says I'm anemic, and my thyroid's low, and my adrenals are shot, and my homocysteine is high, and my cholesterol's high, and my blood pressure's high, and my uric acid's high or low. All of that stuff, that biochemical matrix, is all under the control of magnetic fields that come out of the Earth. But not for everybody, because not everybody has exposure to these magnetic fields. Because most of us, not me, But most of us are living encased in what we call a Faraday cage. And a Faraday cage, if you want to see a Faraday cage go up, just stop, park your car in front of a local construction site where they're putting up a large building, a bunch of apartment buildings, condominiums, office buildings, skyscrapers. Just stop sometime and periodically watch the evolution of the first beam in the ground to the day the door opens of that apartment complex. And you will see in perfect living splendor the emergence of a Faraday cage. Once you're inside that, you don't get any of the telluric currents. Now that's super important because the telluric currents, along with the Schumann waves, and that's another discharge off electricity, off lightning up in the sky, creating another magnetic field in conjunction with the telluric ground currents, creates the central junction box that controls the physiology of your cell. Try that one on for size. That's a big one. Critical for you to understand, and there's a great payoff if you do understand it. Now here's where we get radical. That payoff means get out of your apartment, get out of your office building, and sleep on the earth, live on the earth. Now that's radical. It's not impossible, and even more important, it's not expensive. But if you're sick, if you're breaking down, if you don't have a disease yet, but you think one's coming, if you're getting all the signs and you're respecting those signs, or you have a disease and you've decided it's not your time to just sit down and waste away, then understand that one of the most radically important things you can do is get into a living structure that has direct organic contact with the earth itself. Right, go live in a tent, a yurt, a log cabin. Make sure that there is no concrete, no steel, rebar, no separation from you and the earth other than organic, natural substance. Right, so what does that mean? It means you may be living up in the canyons in a yurt. It means you may be living in an organic tent up in the canyons. It means when you invite your family over for Christmas, it may be a little weird. And so it's not politically correct to say that. And if you're tired and sick and older, all you can think of is it's cold and it's raw and it's lonely. And it's all these things that make it seem very inappropriate, and yet, that's where your health is. Now, I kind of wish I didn't have to say this. I really do, because I understand these suggestions are radical. And in a way, it's kind of a pain in the neck, even though it's exciting. How do you tell sick people to go live in a tent? How do you tell old people to go live in a tent? But how many people have large backyards where they could have put up for a couple of thousand bucks a yurt? I'll get to yurts in a minute. How many people that could go out into their backyard and over 1 to 2 years lay down a garden, a fertile organic garden? Start pruning those bushes. Start pruning those trees. Start growing on the property you worked so hard to purchase. Do something with it and then live in its ecosystem. It could be as simple as moving to the backyard. It could be as simple as building something in the backyard made of wood or stone. But not that house you're in. You see, that house you're in, it is on a solid...